Oh, that's right. Andy was playing my song, Pretty Woman. All right. Well, I am here today with Jimmy Burton. That's right. He is the director out there at the Burton Center. How you doing, Jimmy Burton?
Oh, doing real well. Thanks for having us, Ann.
Well, it is good to sit down and talk to you. God, I was just looking at my calendar here. It looks like it's been a year since you've been on, so nice to have you back here.
Oh, well, thanks for having me back. We must have done okay the first time.
Yeah, you did fine. You did fine. In fact, you know, it's kind of interesting because when Governor Haley came up here, one of her main stops was out there to the Burton Center. How about that?
Yeah, that we certainly enjoyed having the governor there. She was very receptive to our programs and to what's going on at our center. And some of the activities that the people with disabilities and special needs do have there. She was very excited. She knew about Burton Center beforehand and said she had always wanted to visit us. So that was it was good.
It was good. And, of course, you know, since she was in the house down there, of course, she'd had, I don't know, did she ever get to meet your dad?
She had. I don't think they formally met.
Right.
I think they knew who each other were. But
right.
She had not been in the house, but two or three terms, I think, before
right.
She went to governor. So,
but it was interesting because you, of course, saw her out there, and then she came out to Piedmont Tech. I actually sat down and had a real good interview with her, and so that was neat. We talked a little bit about Burton Center. I certainly hope if you haven't, you'll go back and listen to the interview.
I certainly will, and we appreciate you the support you give us too, Ann.
Well, you know, I think we don't always realize what treasures there are in people with special needs. I think sometimes those that have not dealt with people with special needs, they don't understand. And so I think anytime that people can understand what it's all about, I mean, if you ever have the opportunity to go out there to Burton Center, it really is amazing. I'm sure one of the things the governor was amazed to see was to see him working on the cameras and doing work and being productive citizens in the community.
That's right. Doing things on their own, and it makes them feel so much a part of a community. Makes them feel like they're just part of everything, and it gives them so much independence. I'm sorry,
and so much the opportunity to make money.
That's right. That's right.
That's one of the biggies right there. You know, I remember Felton telling me a story that he used to walk through, and one time he gave out a bonus. And so after that, they always wanted to know, when do I get my bonus?
They still ask for it.
Well, I think that's great. You know,
it is good.
And it is good. And, of course, you just celebrated the 40th anniversary at the Burton Center. And I understand you had a big dance out there with the swinging medallions and a whole big time. How did that go?
It was quite a night. We had a theme that it stars. Like I said, this is our 40th year. We're going to be doing some other things during this next year to celebrate the 40th year also. But this was for our individuals and our consumers and the staff. The medallions were fabulous, as always. We had a group, the Burton Center Supremes, started the show for us. And that
I understand
was,
Louise Robinson is part of that show.
She is. she is Diana Ross.
Diana Ross. Oh my gosh!
And there are three other ladies that sing backup with her, and they put on a really good show. And then the medallions came out and did a great show. We had a cake cutting with several of the individuals, a couple of the individuals that have been with us for 40 years, and they actually did the cake cutting ceremony. It was a great night. Good. Many of the board members were there. Just went real well. We had about 500 people attend.
That was terrific.
Terrific.
That is terrific. And, you know, I think that just goes to the vision of your dad, Felton Burton. I mean, wouldn't he just be so pleased to have seen all the people that were there for this?
He was there.
He was there?
Yep.
He was there in spirit, absolutely.
And part of this 40-year celebration is our foundation actually wanted to do something in memory of my dad, and so they're doing a bust. We're having a bust designed now of my father that'll be placed at the center with some memorials put on and a plaque, and we're going to do kind of tie that in with the 40-year celebration when we unveil the bust of him. So.
The bust. Okay, I thought you were saying the bus, and I was thinking a traveling bus. You're talking about a bust of your dad.
A bust. Yeah, excuse me.
That's okay. I mean, that's my problem here. But gosh, it is so many things are going on. Now, how many clients, how many consumers do you have out there at Burton Center?
We have 4 day programs, and we have about 170 people in Greenwood. We have about 70 in Ware Shoals, 70 in Saluda, and 93, 94 in Lexington. So we have a total of about 450.
And that's in the day program.
That's in the workshops. That's correct.
That's right.
But we have 25, so much more. We have 25 or 30 that are out working in the community. We have a lot that people are homebound that we do service for.
How many overall total does Burton Center encompass?
The number varies, sure. But it's between 900 and 1,000.
That's a lot of people.
We're probably around 950 right now.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's tremendous. And, you know, I understand just the busing that goes on at the Burton Center is a phenomenal amount of miles that are logged every day.
4,000 miles a day.
That's hard to believe, isn't it?
It is. When I say that, people look at me and just say, no way. We have 48 buses and 10 or 12 vans that are traveling every day to bring people in to their job. With Greenwood, there's buses that leave Calhoun Falls, come to Greenwood, McCormick, come to Greenwood. We're all over Lexington County coming to that day program. The Ware Shoals program will go to Due West and bring in. So if you start looking at traveling the routes that we have, it adds up. I questioned it the first time I heard it. We were at about 3,000 before we added Lexington County. Lexington County pushed us up about 4,000. I even had to get my procurement manager to let me see the numbers. I had to go through them and say, make sure that was right, because I was like you. That's
phenomenal.
Crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. That is. Well, we are here with Jimmy Burton. He is the director out there. And, of course, we're going to be talking all about the Burton Center today. You know, one of the things that is so neat is the fact that they do have workers that want to work in the community. And that's always a need of trying to match up potential workers with the community. So if you have a slot that maybe you'd like to talk to them out there, they'd love to talk to you. But hey, right now we're going to hear a word from our sponsors. When we come back, we're going to talk more about the Burton Center, more here with Jimmy Burton. Don't you go away. If you've got a question, give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984.
Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We are back here at Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 Bypass. Jimmy Burton is with us. He is the executive director of the Burton Center out there. And you know, when you drive by, gosh, don't the yard just looks great out there with those horses out there. It looks like you almost be going to Kentucky or something. How's that been to add the horse aspect in there, the equestrians team and the partnership with Lander?
The partnership with Lander is just very special. There's nothing like it anywhere in the Southeast that we've been able to find. The equestrian team, that's one phase of the program. That's mainly a intercollegiate activity where they actually had a big program out there 2 weeks ago, 13 colleges here, and it was beautiful, you know, really, really turned out real nice, had a good participation. Then there's the therapeutic riding and the hippotherapy riding, which is a whole separate program. There is one of the only hippotherapy, NARA-approved hippotherapy therapist in the state is with us in this facility. There are about 25 or 30 individuals that will participate in the hippotherapy on therapeutic riding, and we see a lot of improvement once they get in there with their if they've mainly people that have
wheelchair-bound.
Wheelchair-bound, that their lower extremities aren't working. This is a very good way to strengthen those, to give them a little bit more confidence in sitting and standing, sitting straighter, and it helps with mobility in the arms, and the part of the horse as it moves and trots.
It's just like a human.
That's what, you know, we had no idea. You know, I know more about horses than I ever thought I'd ever know.
But it's amazing.
But it is amazing. And the therapist there is real good. And she has three or four volunteers with every single rider. We just competed in the equestrian Special Olympics the same weekend as the event at Lander.
Yep.
And we had ribbons come back in all four divisions. So they did a very good job and a very good participation. We had one that went from kind of entry-level competition last year to actually a trotting, and the next level up, he progressed to the second level this year, and he placed in his division. So
can you imagine 50 years ago to have Special Olympics with horses and everything?
Unbelievable. We didn't know they had it until Lander, you know, until Lander comes in. It's something we weren't aware of it.
Right.
You know.
And what, Eunice Shriver, isn't she the one that started the Special Olympics?
Mm-hmm.
I think.
That's
yeah,
right.
I mean,
exactly.
Wouldn't she just be thrilled to see the changes that have happened since that? But gosh, back in the 60s, really, wasn't it?
Yes. Yeah. I think that's right, yeah.
I mean, it would just be, to me, I'm sure, if she was sitting here today seeing the things that are happening, just like your dad. Can you imagine your dad seeing the kids down there at the Special Olympics, horses and all of this? Wouldn't he just be ecstatic?
He'd love it. It is improve the quality of somebody's life, and that was his whole vision: improve the quality of life for these people. And that's exactly what this has done.
Absolutely. So I think that's terrific. And you know, I know that as they move forward, they're going to keep expanding and expanding. I know I had Mary Houston on here the weekend before the Big Horse Show, so we talked about that. We talked about Special Olympics and everything. I think it's just terrific what can happen. And you know, I think sometimes when we hear special needs or we hear disabilities, we think of people that can't do anything. That's not really the way it is it?
We focus on abilities, not disabilities. There's something everybody can do.
That's right.
And it's our job to find out what that is.
Yeah. I had a brother that had Down syndrome, and it was, I didn't know I had him. I've told you the story before, but when I did find him, he just really was a treasure. You know, and you just look at it, and for me, my brother was institutionalized until he was like 40. And you just look back and you see kids today that have Down syndrome and where they're at. There is no comparison as to where my brother was. I mean, he didn't have the opportunities that they have today.
That's exactly right. You know, growing up with a sister the same way,
right?
There was nothing for her when she, you know, there were five kids, and when the last kid left the house to go to school, she couldn't figure, well when's my turn?
Right.
You know? And then she, you know, that's
but
what
it was
started.
Different because your mom and dad made the decision to keep her at home,
that's exactly right.
Made all the difference in all of them. Today is the difference. It used to be send them away to an institution.
That was the only choice,
right?
You either kept them at home and had to make arrangements for caring for them, mm-hmm. or you had to institutionalize them. That was the choices, and we've come so far. You know, Whitten Center was 3,000 beds in the 60s. There's only 300 people at Whitten Center right now. So that's how far we have moved into residential environment and people living at home with a caregiver.
Now, what do you think are some of the, what is the one biggest issue that you would like to see changed out there at Burton Center? What needs to happen?
The waiting list is our biggest concern. For the day programs, yes. If the residential people, the people that are looking for residential placement, if there becomes a critical situation, if a parent dies or something
hospitalized
or something happens where they can't take care of anybody, the child again, we'll make something happen. It might not be in Greenwood, but it might be in another county that has
a bed available
that would meet. So if those become critical, we'll make something happen for them. But the day program activities has been frozen for about three years. So every year that waiting list grows because children become eligible after their school.
Mm-hmm.
And that list now is about 100 people for Burton Center, roughly 1,500 in the state. This year the state is trying to reduce that number by about 100, and then there's a progression that we hope to start bringing it down 250 or so at least a year for the next 4 or 5 years so that we can work on that number. We have, there are people in the community and clubs in the community who have sponsored us and put scholarships out,
mm-hmm,
that would pay to bring someone in off that waiting list. And we have 4 or 5 scholarship programs, and we have some private pay issues where families that can afford to privately pay.
How much does it cost to put a client in the day program? Or what was the cost?
We're charging $74 a week, which is that's not bad. That we would like to do it for free,
right?
But that's what we can, the minimum. It's about $4,000 a year, if we can get
for one person.
So if we get $4,000, that feeds them, that gets transportation cover, that gets the supervisor available for them. And does most of the things. So about $4,000. So our foundation does scholarships. We've got clubs in the community doing scholarships. We're always open to opening those up too. So the scholarships run about $4,000.
Wow. Well, that would be something that if somebody wanted to get involved and come up with a service project, that would be a definitely good one, wouldn't it?
It sure would.
So if you've got a group out there that would like to get involved, and if you'd like to go out and see the Burton Center, Jimmy, don't you recommend that people in the community come out and see what it's all about?
We can't express that enough. If you've got time, please come see us and just let us explain our story. The story is truly an amazing story. What we do is not unique to anything anywhere else in the state. We always like to say we're the best in the state, and I don't mind saying that, but we work very hard.
I believe you are.
We work very hard at making lives better for people.
And you're looking for quality of life.
Quality of life. That's exactly right. And it's important. That's important to us and our boards and our agency as a whole. But if you come out, everybody I know that comes to our facility for the first time will walk through and say, we had no idea what y'all do. And if you walk through and see activity, see these people smiling. I came from a factory where, all my life I worked in factories and mills and whatever. And I'm going to be quite honest with you. If I had supervised people that are happy to work as these people are happy to work, there'd be a lot better days in businesses.
It would have been a lot less stress too, wouldn't it, Jimmy?
That is exactly right. That's exactly right. But they love what they do. Some of them have, one of them's mother told me that he wrote a letter to me. She didn't give it to me, but he wrote a letter to me saying, Mr. Jimmy Burton, can we please work on Saturdays?
God, have we had employees ever say that?
That's right.
Well, that is terrific. And when we come back, we're going to be talking more with Jimmy Burton. He is the executive director of the Burton Center. Right now, it is time for South Carolina News. Don't you go away. We'll be right back.
What does WLMA stand for? Well, it stands for Wow, Let's Meet Again, right here on 1350 AM, Greenwood and the Lakelands News Talk radio station.
Oh, that's right. If only it was Saturday, but it's not Saturday. It is Tuesday, and we are right here at Sharp Facets Gallery. Hey, right now, the price of gold, let's check it out and see what the price of gold is doing. It's over 1,700. Yes, it is. Let's just see what we've got for a final figure right here. Gold had popped up a little bit, and looks like we are staying at that $1,716 value here. So if you'd like to sell some gold, hey, it's a great day to do it. Don't wait. You never know what the market's going to bring. And, of course, silver is at over $32. So, you know, we are always buying here. We're also selling, getting ready for Christmas, so make sure you come see us right here at Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 Bypass. Well, our very special guest today is Jimmy Burton. He is the Executive Director of the Burton Center. And, of course, they have lots of things going on out there. In fact, in this past year, I have seen more activity coming out of the Burton Center. I guess that's one thing the economy has taught us. You can't sit back and wait. Would you say that was a fair assessment?
Yeah, I agree 100%. You've got to move forward every day. You got to take a step forward every day. You may get knocked back two, so that means you got to take three forward. But you need, at the end of the day, you need to be one step further improved than you were the day before.
And I know you're coming up with so many programs because, I mean, the state, I mean, there is funding issues out there, you mm-hmm. know. I mean, you were fortunate to keep the funding from last year to the same level for this year. What do you think is going to happen next year?
We're hoping for a little bit better. From what everything I see and on the economy coming in now, there was 138 million surplus at the end of the year. There was some change in some taxes. They're getting more revenue in right now. They're forecasting. There is $440 million right now of reoccurring money in the state budget.
Then everybody's going to have their hand out.
Yeah. Oh yes. Everybody is. And we're going to be one of those too. But they also, the forecast is better for the next half of the year, and they're looking at a possibility of having around $700 million to $800 million more than they had budgeted for this year.
And, of course, they actually do the budget like last year, so this is improving over what they thought they would have.
That's right. We'll be submitting new budgets to the state in about the middle of January, 1st of February, and they'll go back and forth for 2 or 3 months before that's finalized.
Now, how do you like going down there to Columbia and dealing with all these politicos down there, Jimmy? It's not easy.
It's,
I know that's one of the
it's
things
part of the
down.
Job, yeah.
I'm not, by no means, am I the
go-getter down there that my dad was, but I have been getting involved. I didn't really know how to do that or don't know if I'm any good at it or not, but we are involved. I'm involved at the state level through the Providers Association.
It's got to be a little bit difficult because your dad had established all these relationships over years and years of time. And now most of those, for example, Senator Drummond and some of these people that were there, you know, the torch has been passed. Mm-hmm. It has to be difficult to keep that name in the front. The good thing, I think, about Burton Center is that your dad had done such a good job of making sure that everybody knew mm-hmm. about the Burton Center that does give you an intro. But it has to be tough.
It is. But we do have a very good relationship with our local delegates. Our local delegates visit our facility. We talk to them often. They are very supportive of us. And there are a couple in our local group that have good committee positions. So that's very, you know, we're
reassuring.
Very reassuring. And all of them know Burton Center, even though they're different people than my dad worked with. They know what we do, and they know how good a job we do it. And they'll tell people around the state that we are. They like for their delegation to say that they are the best in the state. So,
well, you know, like a lot of people come to see what you've done. You know, when you think about Emerald Center, Uptown Greenwood, and to have come to this big center and have kept expanding, it truly is a testament. But now you've got a lot of stuff coming up. One of the things I wanted to ask you about, you know, when I've been out there, they've been photography. They've had photography classes. I remember when they did their photography exhibit at John Holloway's, and they all were so proud. And I can remember interviewing and having some of them say, mine's the best. I will get the prize. Yeah. And they were great. There were some fabulous photographs.
Some of them were unbelievable. They really were. There were a couple that just, John couldn't believe that they had done them.
Right.
And they picked their theme out. John and his partner helped, you know, walk
Kendall
them through, give them
Kendall an idea. Adams actually taught that, mm-hmm. I think, in the beginning.
And, you know, kind of helped them get some ideas, but they chose their type of picture they wanted to take, and they...
I remember one of the boys wanted to do cars, Chevrolets, mm-hmm. and they did the grills, and they actually went to Gary Rush Chevrolet mm-hmm. and did stuff. So, there, you know, the thing about what y'all do out there is, you know, if there is a way for it to be done, it happens.
We try our best.
That's right. So, and one of the gals I remember loved churches, and she wanted to photograph all the churches. And that's what y'all took her around, and she got to photograph many of the churches. So it is a testament to a way of life. I mean, these are advantages that we just take for granted as regular people. Yes.
What is regular?
Yeah, what is regular? Well, as your dad used to say, what is normal? Yeah. A setting on the dryer, right? Yeah, there you go. But we just take it for granted. And yet, when something like this can be put together, I think it just, it's terrific.
Our day-to-day routine can be so difficult for some people. Mm-hmm. And that's where we come in. We try to make that better for them in some way.
Absolutely. So, let's see. I also had been privy to see the Toastmasters Club when they had worked so hard on doing their speeches. And some of them got up there and did a fabulous job, and some of them just said, hi.
Yep.
But they did a great job. So you've got some other things going on out there, though, now, too, don't you?
We do. On the Gowell Club, we actually have two representatives in the state self-advocacy group. They speak before the House. They do speeches at the Senate on Disability Awareness Day. They'll do speeches. So, you know, this Gowell Club kind of advanced a couple of our people to at the highest level they could have in the state.
One of them was a gal.
Deanna.
Yes. Mm-hmm. She did a fabulous job.
Danielle. Yeah, they do great jobs, and they are on the state committee. So that's very...
Helpful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it is.
And Deanna actually spoke to the commission last year, and the commission was just amazed. She just went in, thanked them for the hard work they had done for doing the budgets and that sort of thing. Did a great job, and she got a lot of comments after that.
That's excellent. Now, what other club, though, you've started? There's going to be another one starting.
We have a partnership with Kiwanis. My deputy director, Lori Cordell, is in the Kiwanis Club, and they have they've starting an opportunity to form a club called the Action Club, and it will be just like Kiwanis. They're going to be members, anybody that's in our day program. We're going to concentrate on Greenwood right now. Mm-hmm. This could spread to other workshops, but we're going to start with Greenwood. Anybody that's in the day program can volunteer and join. There's a minimum fee of $10 or $15 a year. If they can't afford that, we'll help them with that. Most of them can afford that, but
sure.
It's going to be just like Kiwanis. They're going to be involved in civic volunteering in the community. They could speak at Kiwanis Club. They're going to meet twice a month. They're going to, be very active. It's going to be their civic group. Now, there will be a facilitator from Kiwanis that will sit in with them so that they keep them, you know, focused in the right directions.
Yeah,
keep
them. Parliamentary
procedure, which I'm not good at any either.
But their motto is going to be development has no disability.
That's correct, and that's just great. Now, we were just real excited when Lori came and, you know, brought the idea up. It was just, you know, everybody just said, hey, this is us. This is what we need to do.
So, you know, and the thing about it is nobody has to do anything they don't want to do. If you want to get involved, you get involved. If you don't and you just want to sit there and drink your coffee, I guess you can do that too.
Choice is a big thing.
Yeah.
You know, you and I make choices all day on what we want to do or what we would
Sometimes I'd like to make less choices.
That's right. But we make choices every day.
Right.
These people, a lot of their life had no choice at all. They were in the bed, you know, a TV was on, you know, nothing to do.
Right.
That's why we have these clubs and these groups and these different types of activities, they can choose to do those things. If they want to work 2 hours, 2 hours a day, they can work 2 hours a day and then do something else. So that we even have a retirement room where we have, they have a big
team. Yeah. The retirement room.
And they don't want to work. You know, they don't want to work, so they're retired, and they have their activities to do, and we concentrate on, you know, keeping them involved in things.
Right.
But they don't have to physically work, and they don't get a check.
Right.
You know, so some of them will go into retirement for 1 week, and they come, when payday comes in and they don't get a check, they're ready to go back to work. So, but, you know, we
have. But those are life lessons.
That's a choice.
Yes, and those are life lessons, and I think that's
exactly
great.
Exactly right.
Now, you are getting ready to build a big a sensory park. Is that right?
We're hoping.
You're hoping.
We're hoping.
Okay.
The Presbyterian Women's Group here in this area, and Lander and us got together to look at a way we can improve the lives, and we're wanting to set up a trail, walking trails and handicap wheelchair trails, through about a 5-acre track on our property. It's already wooded and it's flat, and it's pretty going to be easy to set.
I was going to say flat. That's good.
Yeah, that's good. And it's going to be that kind of trail plus horse trail beside it, so that you can do some therapeutic riding through there. There'll be sensory touching type activities through the trail. There'll be raised flower beds for people with wheelchairs so that they can go and work in gardens and work in vegetable gardens where they can.
That's quite a large project there.
It is a good project, and we hopefully will hear from the grant. We wrote the grant with the Presbyterian ladies, and they did a super job, and Lander did a super job, and we sent the grant in early.
Mm-hmm.
We're not guaranteed the grant, but they'll select on in February. So we're looking forward to hearing from that. It's about a $50,000 project.
Wow.
There's a lot of things that are donated free. So the things that are donated free, we're going to have the asphalt trail if we don't have the other things. But, you know, because that's kind of donated through several groups. But this is just another example of the whole community coming together to help us fulfill some vision that we may have. And this will kind of tie in with the Miracle League field. So it'll be a park, baseball park for handicap, a park that people can walk through with some type of disability. It's going to be open to the whole public, not just somebody that Burton Center serves, anybody in a wheelchair that wants to get out on a nice day and walk through a garden area and is going to be welcome to do that.
I think that's terrific. Well, listen, we're going to hear a word from our sponsors. When we come back, we're going to be talking about some of the events coming up during the Christmas holiday season. So don't you go away. We'll be right back.
Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of
me. This year will be a simpler year. One fine gift to last a lifetime from Mother Earth with love. A diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood, 229-6276.
Oh, that's right. It's beginning to feel a lot like Christmas. It's cool out there today. It's a little rainy. Thank goodness. I'm sorry, I'm going to say it. Thank goodness we're not getting any of the snow that they've talked about in Tennessee and whatever. But it is cool, and it does begin to feel a little like Christmas. And, of course, the holidays are also coming out there to the Burton Center. They've got a lot of events planned, but they also, of course, are working on the special needs at Christmas. Now, Jimmy, what can you tell me? Is this just for the clients of Burton Center, or how does this work?
The main focus is going to be the consumer and the person we serve. But our service coordination group that handles caseloads for all of these people, they know the families. They visit the homes. They're in with them. They're helping them with their needs through the year. So before Christmas, they put together a list of families that they know will have very little for Christmas, if anything.
Mm-hmm.
So this special needs will serve mainly we want to make sure that the individual we serve has some present for Christmas, has something sure. something for Christmas. But we also want to make sure that family has a meal. Even they'll even be, get a present, you know, may even have something wrapped under. And our service coordination group goes out and taps on doors in the community and asks people to adopt families, to adopt children, to adopt angels and stars. And this community has been unbelievably generous. I think that there's such a partnership with this community. They know we're coming. they know we're coming, and they're always ready for us. We'll get a doctor's office that'll adopt three families, and they'll back a van up and unload a van, and we'll have a room. Our training room will be slapped full of toys and food and to distribute, and it's really quite moving to see it and see the generosity that this community does to have.
I know that was one of the big things that your mom always, Doris Burton.
She was the
instigator.
That was one of her things for a long time. This year our chairman is Bill Lloyd. Mm-hmm. Bill's been a partner with Burton Center 40 years, so he is
well versed
and well thought of in the community, and he is our chairperson for the special needs this year, and he does an excellent job with us too.
So that's of course an ongoing project. Now, if somebody wanted to give something or find out more about it, how would they contact Burton Center?
The best way to do it would be contact Teresa Medlin.
Okay.
Her number is 942-8901.
Okay.
She'll get you to the right people, and we can take money.
They always take money.
Well, sometime if the wish list, you know, if we don't get all the wish lists filled,
sure.
You know, there are things that we do we'll have to buy. So, you know, there you can write a check to the foundation, or you can bring a toy by, or
whatever,
you know, get some direction from Teresa and Crystal Whitfield. Those are two names. They kind of head this project up, and we just watch back and are amazed at what they do.
Absolutely. So if you'd like to, you know, and it's a great way for young people to see what it's like to give to others. You know, I think sometimes our children, it's a great way for them to learn the art of giving, is to do something like this. We have, of course, the angel trees around town. People are doing that. But this is another avenue to help out and to see the joy.
Yes, it is.
And, of course, you will be having your big Christmas party and parade on December 20th. I bet that's going to get a lot of joy associated with it.
It's always fun. We'll do the parade and on our property there on 221. There'll be horses, there'll be antique cars, there'll be characters, dressed up characters. Santa Claus will be there.
The public's invited to come to this.
Public's invited, families are invited. There's a good little area where we line up. Sometimes we'll run through it two or three times.
Well, you have the train out there for this?
The train will be in it, there, absolutely. Yeah. The train will be in it, and it'll be loaded with some of the elves. That'll be a good thing. There'll be music.
Music going on. And of course, that starts at, the Christmas parade starts at 1 p.m., right? 1 p.m. on December 20th, the Christmas parade. And then, of course, you'll be having parties at some of the other, I noticed Lexington here and one in Saluda. But, of course, we're talking mainly about Greenwood here today.
Santa has to do different days. He goes to all of them. He does go to all of them, and everybody will get a present when Santa comes.
So,
and their picture taken with sitting in Santa's lap.
Does everybody partake of that?
Yes.
Does everybody want to get on Santa's lap?
Most of them do.
We have to have belief. I believe.
That's
Santa.
Right. That's right.
All right. Well, you have great programs going on. The Christmas parade and party at Greenwood Day program is at 1 p.m. out there at the Burton Center. Going to have any horses in the parade?
Yes, there'll be some horses.
I'm sure there'll be some horses there.
Some horses.
Now, is this closed, or could a family or group get involved in your parade out there?
It is public.
It is public.
The people, everybody that's in this parade is somebody that's doesn't necessarily affiliated with Burton Center.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And do they need to call Teresa to sign up for it or let them know that you want to be in the parade?
That'd be great. Teresa or Louise.
Teresa or Louise. And we've got Teresa's number, 942-8901. Is that correct, Teresa? Yes, it is. So 8901. That's 942-8901. Call Teresa. And if you'd like to put together something for the party, that'll be right December 20th. That's coming up as sooner than you think, isn't it? It certainly is. So everybody will be having a good time. Then it looks like on December 22nd, they're going to have Ken Kittles will be providing dance music at Burton Center, and that'll be going on at 1 p.m. So you guys are just dancing fools out there, aren't you?
We love music.
And music is great for all isn't it?
It soothes the soul, that's for sure.
Well, Jimmy, it certainly has been nice to have you here and get caught up on what's happening at Burton Center. I certainly hope the holiday season is good to everybody out there, and I certainly hope some of these projects that you're working on come through.
Thank you, and it's always an honor to be here. We appreciate your support.
Well, thank you very much. This is your favorite radio station, WLMA, right here in Greenwood. Y'all stay with us. News is up. I'm Ann Eller. We'll be back tomorrow on the I Love Ann Show. Bye-bye, everybody.